The prophet Elijah, who was fleeing from Queen Jezebel, heard the voice of God. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said to him, "Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." With awe and reverence we hear the word of God. He hears our complaints. He strengthens us with his word and sacraments. He assures us of his love, grace, and mercy as we learn of Christ Jesus. The still small voice gives us calm assurance. Your sins are forgiven because Jesus died and rose again for your salvation. You won't find earthquakes or fire or wind or great theatrical productions at Trinity Lutheran Church as you join us at 9 a.m. each Sunday morning. You will hear the still small voice of God saying, "You are my beloved child, to whom I give the gift of eternal life because of my grace, love, and mercy." Please join us as we continue to learn the truth of God's word and receive his gift of life everlasting. Amen.